Welcome back to another episode of Quality Time TV. It's your host, DJ Dean. What's going on, guys? How we doing today?
Good, I'm good, man. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. We also, Lord, where you at?
Lord, you already know what it is. We here each and every Monday, 9 o'clock, per usual. A little bit, you know, off the time limit, but that happens, man. It's show business.
Hey, you know how it goes. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. Jesus, I see you building me back. I see you. I see all you guys.
Yes, yes.
Today, our special host, we got Charles in the building, Charlie Republic. What's going on, man?
Good, man. Thanks for having me on. How y'all doing?
Pretty good.
Good. What's good, bro?
Good.
Happy New Year, man.
Yeah, Happy New Year to y'all, too.
Absolutely. So awesome. Let's get things started, because as we know, Instagram likes to cut us off after an hour. So we're going to address the elephant in the room right now. R. Kelly.
Yikes.
We got this little docuseries on Lifetime that came out, and it's been all over Instagram. It's been all over the media. Everybody's talking about it.
Right.
What are your thoughts? What, did you guys get a chance to check it out yet?
I mean, I checked it out, but it was very interesting to look at it, look at the documentary, because it was very...
Disturbing.
Yeah. Disturbing. And just a lot of stuff just don't add up from when I'm looking at it, you know.
Ooh, yeah. That shit. That's part of what almost got me cursed out this morning.
Yeah,
Weird. Mean,
you gotta speak your mind on things. You just can't just be like on the train of like, oh yeah, I'm with everyone else because they believe that. But my opinion on it, if I had a daughter. And I'm doing a documentary series. Ain't no way, like, I'm just showing up with a camera and trying to get my daughter out. Like, that building has to burn down instantly. Like, way I'm like, all right, it's clear to go. Like, we in secretive. And, like, I'm telling the camera, like, to follow me. Like, that's why I was like, I can't fully 100%, like, take them all of them serious. But it's a great documentary to watch. And to hear their point of view, but like to like understand the whole mindset of the parents, like you gotta realize, like back in that time, like most of them girls either like singers, models, or whatever, their parents were dragging them to the show. And I'm not trying to put the blame on the parents or anybody like that. I'm just saying, like, everyone played a part in the whole situation. It's not just R. Kelly picking up these girls. It's like, yeah. I want that one, that one, that one. Most of the parents brought these girls to him for certain things. And I guess since they're not getting paid, they decided to do a documentary. And another point that I looked into, his wife, she still carries the last name Kelly, and she was just bumping to his music just last year.
I saw that too. That shit is crazy. Oh, that was from last year.
Yeah.
Oh, they gassed it because somebody was like, yo, that dropped after the series. I'm like, yo, no way. This can't be this crazy. Like, it can't be this much of a setup. That's dope. That's, I don't even get it, son. I ain't watching.
A PR statement saying that she was showing that she is in strength and showing that she's not getting her, she's not enabling. Being a victim, she's a survivor. That's why she listens to his music. I'm like, that statement don't make no sense at all. Because on the doc, on the doc series, she was acting a fool. So it's like to see her listen to his music, it's like, I don't get it.
You and then she say like, my baby daddy, I'm listening to my baby daddy track or some shit like that.
Yeah,
like she was jamming in the car. Like
hard.
What?
Jamming hard. That's like, and she's an executive producer. So it's like, if I can't take the executive producer seriously, how well can we take these other accounts that's being interviewed seriously? They could have a personal vendetta against them, you know? Like, I'm not here to judge anybody, you know? I mean, judging's up to God, so I'm not God. So whatever he did, that's what he did. Eventually, everything will eventually come out in the forefront. I mean, it's doc series, but I need, like, some, like, hardcore evidence. Not no Bill Cosby type thing, but, like, some hardcore evidence.
That's something good that you brought up. You brought up Bill Cosby, and you know something recently happened with him. Now he's in jail.
Word.
And this has been all over social media. Both times, it's on social media. And one of the biggest things that always happens is a lot of people are saying, "I'm going to stop listening to the music, or I'm going to stop watching the Cosby Show." things of that nature.
It don't happen. It happens for like 3 weeks.
Yeah. Yo, that's the same number. At 3 weeks. That's how much. 3 weeks. That's how long like, America's attention span is.
I'm not gonna watch that. After that, it goes right back to like, I can watch this show. That's what it's like.
That's interesting.
Mm-hmm. You can't attach the art to the person because at the end of the day, if we all look at even ourselves as people and what we do behind closed doors in secret and private, and you start attaching ourselves to the stuff that we do, should we be fired for the stuff that we do? You get what I'm saying? So it's like,
that's real.
You can't throw a stone at a person if you're not looking at yourself in the mirror. And a lot of people that's saying mute R. Kelly, this, it's all about the victims. They don't know what the hell is going on. They just get behind a wave that is with carrying a torch. They don't know the whole story. No one knows the whole story. Like, we don't know what relationships with the girls was with him. All we know is from what they told us on the doc series. And who knows? It could hype it up. It's reality TV. Everything's always hyped up when it's about money.
100%. I just want to go into a couple things from social media. Ebro from Ebro in the Morning, old man Ebro, had tweeted. Not this one. Oops, sorry guys. So this is Neo actually. So Neo posts. Neo joins the Mute R. Kelly movement, where he decides not to play anything from R. Kelly. I'm trying to see if I may have deleted the Ebro. Oh no, there's the Ebro right here. So Ebro says, and I still like the Cosby Show, still like R. Kelly's music, and I still like Michael Jackson, and Dukes of Hazzard was a good show. He says, can you separate art from the person? It's hard, but I can. And when I read that, I kind of had a little thing that I thought in my head. At the end of the day, when it comes down to art, I see it as property. Like, when you create it, you have to claim it. The same thing just right. like land. But is there a line, and especially in the black community, is there a line where we can say, all right, I'm going to stop listening to this artist? What do you guys think? Do you think that there is a line
in R. Kelly case, if you're going to stop listening to R. Kelly, do you know how much songs he wrote for mad artists? That means a lot of artists going to be losing out on royalties, publishing, and money. So, like, they saying all that now, like, oh, yeah, you know, mute R. Kelly this, mute R. Kelly that. But when it starts affecting their pockets, especially the artists that's not really making money right now, and like they're like struggling, they gonna see the difference once it like gets taken off. But like, he already been in trial and acquitted once before. So like, I feel like what we're looking at now is like kind of like a Michael Jackson situation. He say, she say, put him on trial again. I see R. Kelly probably in the future. I see him going to jail. Just because, like, the community wants to see something happen, I see him going to jail for a little bit, but not, like, a long time. Because, like, I guarantee he probably had them sign NDAs when the parents probably did what we're trying
to do. Yeah, I believe that there were NDAs involved. I spoke with somebody, and they did mention I'll be honest. I didn't get a chance to watch the show, but I saw everything on social media. I spoke to a couple people about it. But apparently there were NDAs that were involved.
Right. So if there's NDAs and contracts and stuff was signed, that means he hold up his end of the bargain. It's just that they stopped getting paid, and that's why everything's coming to the forefront now. Especially Sparkle. Sparkle is still upset that her music career didn't take off. She sold her own cousin out for her music career.
Let's go to the chat real quick. I love Rocky. I see you, Fleet Mason. I see you, Sean. I see you, Jesus. What's up, Taylor? What's up? So Jesus says, "What about this? We all say somebody like Ye is moving crazy, but when them hits come on, you gotta respect R. Kelly and Bill on a whole different level, though." So I think it's interesting that he brings up Kanye, because I was speaking to somebody too about this, and I feel like a lot of people brought up Kanye's canceled. Like, oh, there was even death
threats. Kanye would never be canceled.
but you gotta look at, remember when he said the whole slavery was a choice, much black people attacked him, death threats, all of that stuff.
Right.
But then, then this comes out with R. Kelly, and then it's now a debate of, do we continue to listen to his music, or do we let him slide? Do we turn a blind eye?
Yo, personally, the way I see the situation is, like, you have to be able to separate art from the music. I mean, the person from the art, because if you think about it like this, when you create something, it's your intellectual property. You put that shit out into the world. That means it takes on a being in and of itself. You feel me? So somebody could come along and they could see a piece of art that R. Kelly created and they could recreate it. They could use it for inspiration. They could do a cover song or whatever and they'll create exactly. something great and you'll love it. But you'll never be able to recreate R. Kelly. The mental illnesses, whatever's going on in his head, whatever personal experiences he went through, exactly. you'll never be able to recreate that shit. So he is separate from what he puts out into the world. And just like with chemical reactions, you don't control that shit. When you mix one chemical with the next, something happens and get released into the earth. You can't gather the cloud back up and put it back in the bottle. Nah, it took on the shape and form of itself. So it's a new entity. You got to respect that shit. You got to respect it. And at the end of the day, I don't think it might not be popular opinion, but I don't think he deserves to go to jail. I think he deserves to go to a fucking mental asylum or somewhere where they're gonna actually help him, not send him to jail.
Dude literally said he was in love with his mom.
Yeah, not don't send him to jail for 3 years and then set him back on the loose for some more people to fall prey. No, fix his fucking problem. Fix his problem so y'all can stop looking to somebody else for blame. Start
looking at the community as a whole, as far as like black community, it's like, oh, they don't respect black girls. Oh, if it was a white girl, he'd be under the jail. Blah 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 blah. It's not that he doesn't, it's not that we don't respect black girls. It's just that we see the holes in the plot as black people. It's like, if you taking your kids and soliciting your kids to a person for money and for gain, then like, that's your problem. If he stops paying you because he no longer wants y'all, it's like, listen, like, you know what you signed up for. And you know what the terms, you know what the terms was, so don't go do this documentary and be like, oh, let's get this quick money off this documentary and throw him under the bus. Because, like, at the end of the day, I feel like later on in the year, I see everybody that was a part of that documentary getting super exposed. And when I mean, like, super exposed.
Well, I mean, he did say that I saw something that came out recently.
Hold on, Dean. The chat is jumping, bro.
I see.
Hold on, this is it. My boy T. L. Jazz. What's up, Taylor? My boy L. Jazz said Steven Tyler made a 14-year-old abort his child.
Yep, Jesus, that's
who's
true.
Steven Tyler?
He's a rock star.
Oh, my. Oh, and nobody came for. Oh, word?
Yeah, but that's not the only one. That's what I'm saying. If you're gonna, I can get into like so many celebrities that has done stuff with underage people, but the thing is, it doesn't matter because it's how the industry
it's
works.
Hollywood, right? Look at fucking Weinstein, bro. Matter of fact,
back to the chat.
Taylor said more artists than R. Kelly are doing this type of nastiness. Everybody needs to be canceled. Facts. Maybe let's just burn it all down and start fresh.
It won't happen.
Shauna, right? Shauna Leezy. Shauna, we see you. What's up? What's up for tuning in? Shauna Leezy said the black community is so divided and selfish that they will never do anything unless there is some kind of benefit for them.
Exactly.
People been knew about this, and now everyone wants to chime in. And Jesus said, facts. El Jazz says, everybody's favorite artist has some nastiness or bad energy around them from something that happened at some point in their life.
She knows.
Right. Yeah. He ain't really doing nothing illegal. He's just mentally unstable. Outside of the Aaliyah nastiness and the child pornography that he got off on because he paid them off. Damn, now y'all dropping some bombs.
Dropping gems.
Facts. Hold on. Jesus said, simple and straight, this documentary or whatever came out, he was abused as a child, so I understand Lord's angle. But if that man come out with another fire ass album, all this is under the bus.
That's
my bad for laughing. Oh my, he's gonna give me.
That's a good point.
If someone give R. Kelly the platform for one song, that
what will happen
on like a I Believe I Can Fly like Redemption song? Because he's the king of doing Redemption songs. Yeah, look, I Believe I Can Fly. He saved me. Like, right. The greatest. Like, he's good at
greatest. So facts.
Like, all it takes for him to write one good redemption song, it'll get swept under the rug. If he got good lawyers.
Like, I mean, it's a good point that you make that you bring up, because if we do look back at the first accusations that he had, not even accusations, but y'all know what I mean. The first stuff that happened, everybody got rid of all his albums. They got rid of everything. They said, oh, R. Kelly's canceled. And then, like you said, he came back with a redemption song, and then everybody kind of, after that, they're like, oh yeah, we're back to being R. Kelly fans.
Exactly.
I just want to go to something too real quick, that a lot of us are saying that, like, the music industry is disgusting, is shady, but same thing with separating art from the artist. What about sports figures? Do they have the same leeways that, like, if a sport figure, if he gets caught up in something, do we give them a pass? Do we give them a slide? Can they continue to play sports? Because is that technically art that they're doing?
I mean, that's their art form, but at the end of the day, you're still responsible for your actions. So, like, if you're on camera doing some wild shit, your ass just ain't gonna be playing. But,
facts.
But, I mean, like I said, whatever goes on behind closed doors, that's between you and whatever goes on behind closed doors. Mm. But once everything starts coming to light, you just gotta face the noise. Simple as that.
Yeah, big facts. And I personally, it depends on what league, because NFL niggas is doing all types of problematic shit, and Goodell just be like, hey, let him back on the field. He making me money. What you gonna do? And at the end of the day, this is America, so capitalism beats out everything, right?
Exactly.
If that wasn't the case, we wouldn't be having this issue, because R. Kelly would have been getting fucking mental health from he was young. He would have been able to come out and say, yeah, I was abused or whatever, and they would have took him serious and really, like, fixed him, not, like, wait till now so we could America's way to fix you is to shame your ass into doing right. Yeah. And then it doesn't work.
You gotta look at black legends in a whole. Every black legend had their legacy ruined by something type of accusation.
Yo, stop it. Yo, don't get too real, like, for them.
Yeah, because if you look at that, it's like, why only black legends getting their legacies ruined?
Over. Is Weinstein in jail? Is Weinstein in jail yet? That's all I'm gonna ask.
No, he's not in jail.
Right, but Bill Cosby is, right? But Bill Cosby's in jail. Bill Cosby's ass is all over the news, looking crazy. They making memes. But Weinstein is probably still fucking right now.
Yeah.
Right now, raping right somebody now. Right now. I bet. Because that don't change. You gotta, why a nigga like Weinstein and these niggas, I don't know, bro.
Yeah, hold on, man. The chat. That's still going. So, Taylor says, I'm gonna feel OD bad for it, but step in the name of love is always gonna slap.
Oh, my. Yo, facts.
I ain't singing it. I'm done. That's it. That's all y'all gonna get out of me. He says, Big Ben, Kobe, and much more. MJ lied about the flu game. Cancel him, too. Shauna says, people need to stop making excuses. People have shit that scars them, and that should not be an excuse for what they do. People need to stop saying, stop trying to hurt the black man.
You hear the finger snaps in the background? 100%.
Taylor says, son got a gambling addiction. Shauna says, this is OJ all over again. Jesus says, Ben Roethlisberger got 3 sexual assault charges, and he got touched. Vic went to jail for making dogs fight.
Yep.
Ray Rice damn near banned from the league for suplexes. For suplexing his girl.
Right.
Shai says, because everybody nasty. He just unapologetically manipulates little girls who are vulnerable, but everybody nasty.
My nigga, at the end of the day, people need to start being accountable. That is my biggest issue. Like, don't blame R. Kelly, don't blame this, don't blame the lawyer, don't blame yourself because you let your daughter go there. Blame your daughter because maybe she shouldn't have been listening to no fucking R. Kelly at 12, 13 year old. So maybe you gotta blame yourself again.
And then, if you really wanna get deep into it, let's talk about the actor Stephen Collins from Seven Heaven.
He's good. The dad from Seven Heaven was out here getting crazy. And he's perfectly fine.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know why it always got to be a black face attached to it, as if niggas don't know the truth. Like, we see it happening, bro. Like,
yeah. That took place 40 years ago.
Word. Like,
yeah, and I think that's what everybody's saying. Like, it's the issue is is everybody's kind of allowing it. Because Shy says him screwing young women is the problem. But older women and the parents need to get serious help. DJ Fame, what's going on? Thanks for tuning in. Earns, I see you. Thanks for tuning in. Taylor says, y'all taking a family trip to R. Kelly concert. Don't sound like a good job to me.
Facts. Like, you got your 9-year-old baby listening to Bump and Grind.
I think it's also the people on R. Kelly's team have to kind of be put into this, because there's no way he was doing this behind closed doors.
Bro,
and
stop blaming the team. They getting the check.
I'm saying, at the end of it,
he couldn't read a contract. He had to.
What I'm saying,
they wrote it in the contract.
They had an NDA. But here's my thing. If we're gonna go after R. Kelly and say, all right, we're not gonna listen to his music anymore, then we shouldn't listen to the label. We shouldn't listen to anybody that's made music with R. Kelly. You gotta cancel everybody, as I believe Charles said earlier.
You can't cancel everybody, because that's when people's gonna start getting mad. Once you be like, oh, he wrote this song, oh, he wrote this song, and then we start seeing this man credits wrote for everybody. Not just he didn't write for like little art, he wrote for big, huge artists. Mm-hmm. Why do you think like a lot of art, like Omarion, I think Omarion really gonna cancel his music, his catalog. That nigga, he's struggling right now for money. That's why he's going on the tour in the first place.
Yeah.
Ain't no way he's getting rid of that catalog that R. Kelly wrote for him.
Shaw says parents need to speak to their children and let them know their worth starting from young, because we're in a different time where they need that kind of talk.
Facts. Yeah, and then you gotta realize back in like the 70s and 80s, it was a different time. Like, it was people starting out in the industry at 16. At 17 years old. And they done stuff with older men. Like, you can look at Celine Dion. She married her manager. He's been in her life since she was 12 years old.
Oh, that's gross.
So you mean to tell me you looking at this 12-year-old and you married her eventually?
That's different.
Yeah.
Hold on. Taylor said, honestly, though, I was confused, though, how one of the girls that came out said she had a threesome with a 14-year-old but didn't know she was 14 until the girl said, what? Until a girl said it. All of this happened?
Yeah, I heard there was also, apparently in the song. So this was one of the things where some people were saying they can't listen to some songs anymore. Apparently when R. Kelly was performing Ignition in the studio, he had a 14-year-old bent over. And a lot of people are saying now every time they hear that song, they're going to kind of associate that with it.
That's what they say. But like, the thing is, would you dare? Is there any video? He like record everything, so like, did you see in the video? I rest my case.
I don't want to sound like an apologist or like we're downplaying sexual assault or anything like that, because that's not the case at all. Nah, trust me, I'm playing PR right now. Don't worry, bro.
That's why I said pros and cons. Facts. Everybody that's tuned in, iTunes, YouTube, wherever you at, we are playing both sides of the table.
Yes. No, me too, nigga. But nah, seriously, all jokes aside, like, I don't want to make it seem like we got to just look to everyone else. At the end of the day, R. Kelly needs help. That is the main point I'm trying to get at. I feel like that's the main point everybody's trying to get at. Some people feel like his help might be a kick in the mouth, and other people feel like it's a therapist. Me personally, I feel like it's a therapist, because somebody could steal and you whoop their ass. They just going to find a way to become more clever at stealing. You feel what I'm saying?
The only thing I would say with R. Kelly's situation, because like R. Kelly age group, I want to say like you gotta look at your uncles, daddies, and all of them. They are on the same age, so like, are they doing the same thing, looking at little girls like that?
You bring up a good point because hold on, let's go to the chat because it's still going. Taylor says, honestly though. R. Kelly knew she was 14, but how you as a female not know you down there looking a 14-year-old? Wow. I didn't want to finish reading that as the words came up. I wanted to like grab him and be like, no. Stop. Jesus says, I'm going to the next one. Jesus says, ladies came out and confessed already. There's things in that documentary that people don't know. Ignition dropped after the sex video with the little girl. Watch what happens. Watch what's dropping next.
Ern
says this whole shit is fuck. Shaking my head. LOL. Yeah. And Eldath also says he had a hand in writing age. Ain't nothing but a number. Age ain't nothing but a number.
By Aaliyah.
In which Aaliyah is saying that's nasty.
Yo, really?
Yeah, but
nah, this is scary.
When you look at the situation with Aaliyah and R. Kelly, they was married young. She picked the first, she picked the first records to get married or whatever. So like, when they did, when the mom said that she was always around Aaliyah, where the hell were you us when she got married? Where the hell was you us when she died? Because if you was always around Aaliyah.
Somebody else said that. Like, you would have been on the plane or some shit like that. Wow. And I mean, that's fuck. How you say that?
I mean, you gotta keep it. You gotta keep it all the way real. Yeah. If you gonna keep it real, you gotta keep it real. Like, yeah. You gotta keep it all the way 100. Like, if you say you're around your daughter 100, like 24/7, then how the hell she was able to get married? And then you can go further, like her, how she was able to like be with Dame Dash or Jay Z. So it's. It goes either way. It goes deep. That's what I said. The industry in a whole.
Oh, shit. Dame Dash and Jay. Oh.
Yeah, she dated Jay-Z before she dated
Yo,
Dame
Dash. Let's not. I don't even. I feel like we going to. Yeah, we
was just going with art.
Oh, God. This shit is gross.
It is. It is, man. I just want to wrap.
Wrap it up with the comments.
We go after the next.
Like, you're just your favorite rapper, like Jay-Z and Foxy Brown. Like, it goes on and on and on and on, bro.
Shit.
Yeah, it's weird, but I mean, it comes down to. I want to wrap it up with this before going to the comments. It also comes down to what your moral values are, right. And I think that goes back to what you guys were preaching, was saying. It's about how your parents raised you. It's about who brought you up, because you have different moral values. As we've seen and we heard about R. Kelly, is he was raised a little bit differently than a lot of us. Right. So there's going to be some problems there. But there needs to be a line that we can say, all right, this isn't morally okay. Or on both sides. I'm not even just saying R. Kelly. I'm saying on the sides of R. Kelly. I'm saying for the parents, for the management, for everybody in the situation, there has to be some sort of moral value. To go to the chat real quick, Taylor says the manager forged her signature for them and got to get married and said Aaliyah was 18 when she was 15.
Let's not go deep on that. Sorry.
That's true.
Aaliyah's mom said they never had sex though.
Whatever.
Rape balls of fire and shit.
Ern
said, according to Dame later on, Aaliyah knows she got violated. Elja says, if you choose to believe that too, Aaliyah had everybody in a frenzy.
Damn, that's
so
true.
Just...
Timbaland, Genuine, all the whole
crew. Genuine? Nah, I don't believe it.
Oh, yeah, man.
Pixar did it happen.
Genuine was in love with Aaliyah. That's why he got the Aaliyah tattoo on, if you ever looked in the video, dang, what's that song? I can't think of the song right now. The song she's on the car. The song that she's on the car.
If at first you don't succeed,
no,
try
wait,
again.
Try,
not pony.
Love you, baby.
One in a million.
Yeah.
Yeah, he got a tat on his arm. Like, why you think Timbaland first wife and Genuine first wife, they all look like Aaliyah or similar?
Yo, she had niggas under pressure.
All right, wrapping it up. Hazel says, last thing. A shorty says she topped R. Kelly for a few stacks to support her kids and left with nothing but herpes. Bro,
this nigga
done.
Is
a next.
Perfect way next. To end it. Thank you, Hazel. Thank you.
So, next we're going to go into GOAT talk. All right, so I saw a Red Alert post this the other day, and he was like, GOAT of hip-hop. And he gave a couple descriptions of how you could be the GOAT of hip-hop. He says, to even be considered, I don't think this is his post, somebody reposted this, but it says, to even be considered to be the GOAT of hip-hop, you need, 1, be a great performer live, 2, be versatile, 3, have 3 classic albums, 4, brought something to hip-hop that did not exist before that others have copied and benefited from, 5, impact and influence. Record sales is another category.
That's true.
Now, who is the GOAT? Before we do that, I want to
show
you
something. Are you talking GOAT as far as male or female or male?
Hold on. We're going to get into it. I just want to show everybody a little bit of a picture as to why this is a topic. So recently we got this artist called Blueface that came out.
Oh, Blueface, and people, I heard of him. Yeah.
And people have been labeling him. Pull up on your black head like Blueface. People have been labeling Blueface as the GOAT. And here we see a clear picture of Blueface, Lil Pump. I don't know who that other dude is.
With Grandmaster Extortionist. Nick. Sorry. Wait, fuck. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to say that on this platform. Sorry.
Oh man. And so, and another thing that we got is this clip of Sway Lee. Oh, man. I don't know if y'all saw that. If y'all didn't, y'all did.
Yo, El Jazz, Blueface is fire.
But people are calling Blueface the GOAT. Now we have,
okay,
you, first off, do you guys agree with these rules at for to be considered a GOAT? Do you guys agree with that?
I mean,
I agree with that because you can't be calling the, you can't be throwing the GOAT and King and all this around like it's just regular right now because like, these new cats is disrespectful, one. Like, if this is like the 80s or 90s, like, a lot of people would survive. I'll just say
yo,
that.
That's what I was going to say. I feel like the list need to be longer. But, hey, if we're doing the Spark Notes versions, I'm with it, too. You feel what I'm saying?
So right. What would you guys add on that list, though?
A lot, my nigga. A lot more albums. Hold on. Throw the list back up. Because so,
I mean, like, if you wanted to be part of, like, a GOAT, like, also, like, rap battles, like you gotta realize, like Busta Rhymes and all of them, they did rap battles when it was coming up together.
Facts.
So it's like these new cats will last a day in a rap battle.
Hell no.
They go on a radio station and be like, oh, you know, I don't freestyle, I don't rock star. Well, nigga, you should be doing rock music instead of rap music.
Right.
What the hell? Like that makes no sense.
L Jazz said, hold on, in the chat, L Jazz said Blueface is fire. He gonna get the Drake feature and it's over. He's 2019 6'9". Dean, remember? Nigga said they replaced 6ix9ine with Blueface.
With Blueface. With Blueface.
Yo, what, Africa, if you're in the chat,
what
is right,
it? The pump plan, right? The pump plan?
Yeah, the pump plan.
I know Africa, I know Taylor talked about that. Taylor talked about the pump plan.
Okay, L Jazz. If you can't rap battle, you're not a GOAT. And Jesus said, at max, I give him a year. Niggas throwing the GOAT at everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah, because like you gotta realize, like none of these new artists that's coming out are longevity. None.
You don't think so?
Hell no, bro. Maybe one or two, bro. But Anderson .Paak been out, so you can't
and
even
Anderson
really Paak, say him.
You can't put him in a rap category. He's hip hop. Like Anderson .Paak, like J. Cole and all of them, like they're like in a different category.
Yeah,
but, like,
I'm not gonna lie though. I would say like a Uzi Vert can get in that category of potentially becoming a GOAT.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Nigga.
I would say
revamping and a lot of rebranding of his image. Like,
has to. His whole image gotta change.
My whole thing is like, are y'all gonna be the same way throughout your whole career? Like they're not gonna elevate or involve at all. It's like y'all just gonna be bumbling for every album. They don't put out four albums, the same shit. Look at
I don't know about that, because Uzi hasn't dropped an album and he's still having a strong fan base.
Yeah. That's true. But I'm just looking at how the whole systematic is running. I feel like hip hop got like another 4 years and then it's gonna jump to something else.
Talk about it.
Yo, please don't do that. Y'all niggas keep almost some four horsemen shit.
No, because
calling
like,
down the death.
It's true. It's true. You can't deny it.
I know, bro,
because,
but
like, every genre done had their moment.
Yeah.
And like now it's hip hop moment and it's so big. It's bigger than country music. You think country music gonna be like, oh yeah, we like being second place? This is in the first time in like 40 years, country music is number two.
Mm.
You don't think they want to be number one again?
Yeah.
Hey, and that brings up the whole thing that I was talking about, where I think the next sound of hip hop is contemporary hip hop. They're gonna bring the guitars in. They're gonna bring that rock sound in. They're gonna bring all that stuff in.
But not even contemporary hip hop, classical rock.
That's what it sounded like right now. You listen to like a Gunna and Lil Baby. Listen to the beginning of Sold Out Dates.
Yeah,
that guitar riff is a rock song.
Yeah.
Go to the chat real quick. Jesus says. Oh wait, hold on. There's more.
Jesus
says at max, I give him a year. Niggas throwing the goat at everybody. L Jazz says if you can't rap battle. Oh, you said that already.
Yeah,
my bad.
Yeah.
Playboy is gonna have super longevity, and he's in a younger generation.
He's
Jesus
not gonna
says,
have longevity.
No, not Playboy.
Playboy?
No, hell no.
Hell no. Sheesh.
Hell no. Because, like, if you look at his album that came out last year, It didn't do good number wise. And then like he's doing his clout control with Iggy Azalea. So it's like he don't know where his next song's gonna be, because it just sound like his second album was everywhere. Compared to his first album, his second album was everywhere. And I can tell like he was listening to other people and doing
it was influencing him.
Yeah, influence
on
what they want.
Shona brings up a really good point. Just before that, Jesus says Uzi really is Billius. My bad. His sound is crazy, and people don't know him on impact on other people. Taylor says Uzi and Playboy are going to be goats of 2015 and beyond. Hip hop is going to be the rock. But Shona says this is a really great point right here. It's hard, but people need to stop comparing. Yeah, I can't say some of these guys won't last because the industry is constantly changing. We have no idea what it's going to be in a couple years. Taylor says, made to Tokyo, DC to Don, Comethazine, Playboy, and Uzi. His album right now is touching the people, bro, for the younger generation. He has strong influence on the new sound.
He's talking about Cardi. Okay.
But I think it's a great point that she brings up, that the sound is going to constantly change, because if you look at the top of the charts, what was hot, and I did an episode on this earlier on Quality Time, what was hot 10 years ago can't be hot right now.
Oh, nah, definitely not. Definitely not.
Yo, hold on, bro. Check how much time we got left, because it's 10:10.
We got 36 minutes right now.
Hey, because we still got one left.
So... do you guys, what are, being 2019, I was about to say 2018, it's 2019, who do we see as being some of the potential GOATs for that next era, that next sound?
You know who I'm going to say, nigga, Nipsey Hussle the Great, nigga, that's my number one pick.
And now here's my second part to the question before y'all answer. Why? What reason?
Put the list back up. Matter of fact, you go, because I could go on there.
Nipsey Hussle actually waited for his time to actually get his own as an artist. Like he had to learn how to be an artist first. Like he actually went through the whole develop package and not just hopped on the scene and was like, I'm finna do this rapping shit. Like he actually took the time and learned the craft, learned the business, learned both sides of it, and he just took it all and made it to one big package to where like he's just a businessman. He's not just a rapper. He's like a full on businessman learn how to operate and move through the game.
Yo, bro, honestly, I'll never forget one of the oldest videos from him that I saw where niggas was asking him what he would do when he got on, and he was like, he's trying to buy something because it's about equity, and niggas was like, equity? You talking about what the fuck? You on some whole other shit? He like, right. As a young boy,
sound like
you feel
a
me?
Boat that Christopher Columbus came on.
Right. You feel me? Real shit. So, like, as a young boy, that's where his mind was. And then as he got older, one thing I live by right now as an artist myself is he said it took him 10 years to get on. You feel me? 10 yep. years. So until I hit the 10-year mark and I ain't break my way into the game, I can't complain, nigga. I got to work harder and harder and harder, because if it took Nip 10, and you see where he at, to the point where the greats like Jay-Z is buying albums from him for $100 each and buy 1,000 of them. Like, you feel what I'm saying? Like, that's a slow cook. That he took time to build that shit up, and that's exactly what niggas got to do to be considered the great. Being considered the GOAT ain't no supernova shit. It's not no firecracker burnout shit. Nope. Yeah, you gotta build that. Like, and enough of these niggas ain't even been in the game long enough for niggas to be throwing around the GOAT topic. But then again, I feel like to the younger generation, titles don't matter, period. Nigga, look at all relationships. Look like, at their personal relationships. They
is
don't,
there a time
limit? Boyfriend
is there a time limit that you have to be in the game for a certain amount of time to be considered a GOAT? And I'm gonna use the example. You know who I'm gonna bring up. Who? I could say that time? XXXTentacion could have been considered a GOAT.
Hell
like,
no. You not think so of, soon,
of,
bro.
Of all hell of these of no. all of these kids that are out right now, he was one of the best ones that
of
was out.
Of all of the younger generation, yeah. It's between him and 6ix9ine. And 6ix9ine only would be able to get there because 50 Cent laid the blueprint for
him. He put a co-sign.
Yeah, and but then again, 50 Cent got on top the same way 6ix9ine did, by being a dick, by coming at the industry. So if people considered 50 a GOAT, then 6ix9ine definitely could reach that level over time. But as far as XX, I feel like far and beyond for the younger generation. He would have been the one just because the influence that nigga. I feel like that nigga could have been like on some Tupac shit. Like he could have a whole coast of niggas beefing with another coast. You feel me?
I'm gonna bring back the list because you said you wanted to go through the list, and I'll go through it. I'll go through it. So let's talk about the first thing: be a great performer live. If you've seen any of X's shows live, you see this guy's hanging off of warehouses.
6'9" performances is nuts.
100%. Number two, be versatile. If you listen to Question Mark album, every single song on there was something completely different. Everything from rapping to every style of hip hop was on there.
Yeah, now you got that. I don't even know the name of that song, nigga.
Oh, that song is fire.
Spanish joint. Yeah, that's all he got. That's versatile.
We want to go to three. Have three classic albums. Unfortunately, we will not know because his got shut down. But as 17. Classic album. It was a really great album. You want to go to Question Mark? Another great album. Skins, I'll be honest, wasn't that good at all. It wasn't. But we will never know. We can't know what will happen next. So right now he's missing one. So brought something to hip hop that did not exist before that others have not copied or benefited from.
I got one right now, my nigga. Childish Gambino. What's up?
Ooh.
What's up? I don't know how many albums he got, but that music is great.
He has 5 albums.
How many of them do people consider classic, though?
Only 2.
Oh, so he's
because of the internet, Cowie, and this one right here.
Yeah, that's why I said
Awaken
that.
Awaken my love, yeah.
Bro. Awaken my love. Because let's keep it a buck. He's a great performer. Mm-hmm. He's versatile as fuck. To the point that he's a movie star or actor, you feel me?
He has people calling him by 2 different names. Donald
Trump.
That's it right there. Like.
And he brought something that you cannot say he didn't bring something to hip-hop that didn't exist before, you feel me? That man got his own style and his impact and influence. My nigga, he was able to become a TV star. Like
the people that I see that's going to be, like, huge, like, in the future, like, I see Sway Lee being big.
Separate
from his brother. I see.
Damn, hold on. You don't think what's his name? Jimmy could catch up?
No.
Damn.
Right. Yeah, hold on, because we're missing some stuff from the chat. Shy says the younger generation are getting higher and dumber, so therefore the music will get dumber as well because music caters to the younger crowd. Good point. The young kids have time to support and listen. Jesus says Tory Lanez, R&B and rapping is too crazy. Chris Brown would end the R&B goat. R&B go.
Facts.
Taylor says young people rule hip hop at this point. Shona says, and can those requirements still be used in a couple years to crown someone a GOAT to the top, to the up and coming generations?
That's hard to answer.
Good point.
Taylor says,
honestly, I think all it is that the term GOAT doesn't have as much weight as it used to. Pretty much all it is to me at this point. Jesus, had he have been still alive, then he had a chance because his artistry was really impactful. He's talking about X. Taylor says, I like Skins. His old mixtapes are heat. Camp is a classic. Oh, I love that album. Sway Lee Smoke Slim Jimmy.
Yeah.
So, Carlos, you were saying something before, though. What you got?
No, I was saying, like, just, like, as far as, like, going into the future and, like, the artists that's going to take over, like, the Jay-Z's when they hit 40. Like, when I say longevity, how can we see any artists at age 40 still dropping albums? That's what I mean by longevity.
Yeah.
And, like, my thing is, I can see Sway Lee at 40 dropping the album.
Facts.
I can see J. Cole dropping that album at 40.
Facts.
I can see Big Sean. I can see YG. I can see Nipsey Hussle.
Bigger facts.
So, like, my thing is, like, when you bring that compared to, like, 6ix9ine and Playboi Carti and whoever else, like, I don't see them dropping albums at 40. Actually, some of these new artists, I don't even see them making the 40.
Damn.
Wow.
Shit,
I mean,
we keep
all right, but I think that goes to listening to an artist and see if they can, in my opinion, a great artist is an artist that can change their sound through every album that comes out. Jay-Z successfully does it. Kanye is the master at it. He's the master of every album sound.
You have to listen to his music.
Hold on. I'm sorry for Kanye. Taylor, I fuck with you. You my homie. I love your content. But my nigga, do you see who's behind me, bro? Come on. Nigga said Drake gonna be the next Nas. Oh my God. Do you see who's behind me, bro?
You know what's funny about the Drake situation? You know, Drake and Nicki Minaj is beefing right now, so, like, if they end up doing diss tracks, Nicki will definitely kill Drake in a diss record. Definitely, hands down.
Damn, son.
I didn't say that, me. What's up with the feature, bro? I don't agree.
Damn, son.
Yo. Nah, he said Meek Mill gonna be the next Jay-Z. That's possible.
That's possible if he's able to sustain his popularity. Remember, everyone has a love-hate relationship when it comes to Meek Mill. One minute they love him, one minute they hate him.
So it sounds like 6ix9ine. That sounds like 6ix9ine.
Facts.
Yeah.
We all know when 6ix9ine come out, he is breaking Instagram. Like, Instagram is shutting down.
First of all, I don't think he's gonna get out. If he get out, I feel like he's gonna have to have security 24/7. It's gonna be people at the...
He's
gonna die.
Damn.
I mean, we at Quality Time do not agree with you. These are the fresh written thoughts.
No. But I ain't wishing death on nobody. But it's just like
he got a lot of people chasing him. There's a lot. He has a lot on his plate. Yeah, and it's kind of crazy because as he was in jail, stuff started coming out where they said he's not even really about that life.
Yeah.
Did anybody believe he was?
But if you look about the music and the character of what he is, like, we all want to know what that first sentence he's going to say once he gets on Instagram the day he gets out, yeah. Whether it's bail or whether it's 2, 3, 5, 10 years later, we all want to know what is he going to say on Instagram.
No comment.
Instagram. I could see him just getting on the camera and just looking and being quiet.
That ass.
And it's going to get a billion views. Like, it's gonna be a billion.
I told y'all nobody can stop. It's Treyway.
Ain't no more Treyway. What he gonna yell out now?
Yeah.
Damn. I don't know, but as far as his music, it's very versatile. Like, we can't deny
it. 6ix9ine, like,
yeah, 6ix9ine.
6ix9ine music is versatile.
Yeah, I would say
very
that.
Versatile. It's very different. Like, the album that he dropped is very different.
I gotta
Dummy
listen. Boy,
I gotta listen. My bad. I gotta listen. I only the ones I've heard is usually the.
Yeah, but I mean,
his album's not bad. His album's pretty good. I give it like a 6 out of 10. You know.
Oh wow, oh wow. I'd give it around like a 7. So it's good gym music, but like,
okay.
I think like when I say versatile, he's making Spanish songs. He's playing around with BPMs. He's playing around with different sounds. I wouldn't say it's versatile like the way how X was versatile on the Question Mark album. Which is why I said that I could see when it comes to any of those categories, which the last one was impact. I wanted to get on that. If you want to talk about impact as far as these kids that are out, this new generation, you got to admit that X had the biggest impact out of all of them.
Hold on. Before we do that, let's go to the chat real quick. Oh my God, you do it, bro. But the last one I see, Shauna says 6ix9ine isn't versatile. He's catchy.
Very catchy.
Where we at? Drake gonna be the next Nas. Turn him up because his angles are mean. Some of them don't want to make it to 40. Taylor says. Jesus says disagree with the Nas, agree with the Meek Mills. Taylor says some of them just found music. The ones that make it to Jay-Z are the ones that grew up wanting to be a musician. That's a good point. That's a good point right there. Jesus says, but I understand it because of I'm not a writer, I'm a biter. Shona says 6ix9ine is not versatile. He's catchy. He makes Spanish songs because he is Spanish.
Yo, you know who I see last year a long time, and I just got into their music, Juice WRLD.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Juice WRLD is alright. Juice WRLD is nice as fuck. Matter of fact, he can freestyle too.
When I was at the VMA Awards and I saw him perform live, he didn't have a lot of auto-tunes backing him, and it was like a real intimate setting. I was like, if he get with the right people, he can really go far and like transcend his sound because he literally started from scratch.
Yeah.
He created in his bedroom. So, like, I can see him going really far because he's, like, really dedicated to the craft versus, like, I'm just doing this music shit for fun.
Respect.
Good point. All right, so let's move on to the next topic because we are running out of time a little bit. So, the next one, we have Chris Brown put out this picture up on Instagram where it says Chris Brown becomes one of the youngest artists ever to own any of his master recordings as part of his, wow, I cannot speak. I think I'm just thirsty, guys. I think I just need some more.
Chris Brown becomes one of the youngest artists ever to own any of his master recordings as part of a new deal with RCA Records.
Yes. And then we also had 21 Savage, who came out and put this up and says, I own 100% of my masters.
Nigga trolling.
That was perfect trolling.
Perfect, perfect trolling. Because, like, my thing, all right, when it comes to artists owning their masters, because, like, Taylor Swift only owned her fucking masters. Right. So it's like, when it comes to owning your masters, what deal did they sign to get that deal? Because you have to give up something to get
your firstborn child.
Facts. And a pint of blood, nigga.
But yeah, you got to give up something to get the rights to your masters. Because a label's not just going to like, oh yeah, you want your masters? Here, here's your masters for the beginning of the time. Like, they losing out money. So it's like, what are you guaranteeing? Art? Like, we don't know the stipulations with the contract. Are he owning the masters from this album before, or is he, did he get his masters from before and now? So we don't know. All this says is just all this says is that he will now he own all his masters, so he could be owning his masters from here on out. But the masters from his before albums, he can't get them back unless he bought them back.
I was wondering that, like, how do they, like, do they get back pay or retro pay or something?
No, it's no retro pay, it's no back pay. If you get your catalog, you just own that catalog now.
That's just it. Like, so now any money moving forward, you get that.
Yeah, but you gotta realize some labels use artist masters as values for their company. Like Taylor Swift, when she was signed to Big Machine Records, she was the face of that company. He started that company off of her brand. So, like, when she jumped, she also went to Universal. Her masters was valued at $300 million.
Sheesh. Damn.
So, the deal that she made with Universal was like, I was starting this deal with y'all, but y'all have to get my masters back for me after I do this deal and dump this deal. And that's why she started with Universal. Because Universal has the money to buy her master's back, because he's selling the label. She left the label and now he's selling the label because he has no one to hold the label no more.
See, I need to talk to this man more often because clearly he knows his stuff about this label and management.
They really will get you out here, but that's what's up. I'm all for people owning their masters. I think, sorry to bring him up again. Yo, he need to sign. Yo, what's up? I need an All Money In chain, bro. But Nip Hustle the Great, bro. I'm not gonna hold you. He's one. That's what all the reasons we bringing up are reasons why he's one of my idols. You feel me? Because he owns his masters because he took the time to do himself, not to sell out and build up his leverage to the point where he could partner.
Right.
With niggas. Like, niggas need to get out of the idea of signing to somebody. That's that slavery shit. Like, somebody owns.
You still can sign
Yeah, what are your takes on that?
I mean, you still can sign to people, but my thing is, like, what deals are you signing? Like, you don't have to sign a 360 deal. You can do a single deal. Right. You can do a sideline deal where it's, like, you're doing a two-album deal, but, like, let's say all the features that you do, that's your money. So it's, like, they can't tell you who you can't feature with and make features with, because that's the money that you're making outside of the label. So it's so many loopholes when it comes to signing label deals. It's like, it really comes down to how well can you read through the clauses. That's what I really get a lot of people messed up. It's like, a lot of people don't read the clauses. It's not what's on the contract, it's what's in the clauses. It's like, you can say that you own your masters and everything, but it could be a clause in there that says that you can't use your name and your likeness for 20 years. Jeez. But you own your masters. Mm.
Yo, what? See, yo, so what's up, bro? You got openings? Like, I need some protection. I need some protection because niggas doing people dirty like that?
That's what happened to TLC. TLC had to buy their name back. $3 million per letter.
What?
Damn. Yeah.
That is, this industry.
In order to make money off the TLC name, they had to pay L.A. Reid $3 million per letter of the name.
And that's us doing that to us. Like,
that's us doing that to us, yeah.
Jesus Christ, man. Ah, man.
And look at Prince. Prince, he didn't own his name. The label, Warner Music Group.
Oh, yeah,
he had to change his love sign.
Yeah, facts.
And then he won all his music back from Warner Music Brothers, and then he just died.
That's and then he story. Just died.
Quote unquote.
When people when celebrities start owning their catalogs, it gets tricky because the label's no longer profiting off of you. So that's why, like, when Michael Jackson owned the Beatles catalog and all the upcoming older black artists and was giving back their catalogs to their masters, it's like, that's deadly because it's like you're playing with fire at that point.
Right, and you got to get snuffed out. Or, you know, a Bill Cosby trying to buy, what, CNBC?
NBC.
NBC, right? Yeah. But
that's a story for another day.
Let's stop before the Fed something come for us. I'm good.
Let's go to the chat. Shauna said he's the male Cardi. I'm guessing that was about 6ix9ine. And
yeah.
Jesus said facts on the Juice WRLD line. Breezy gonna be the GOAT. Shaija said good point. Lamar, you're a great reader. Reed would understand that you'd be okay. Wow. Laughing my ass off. Yo, good shit, y'all. Thank you. Thank you.
Word, word. And we almost get into that time. Charles, you got any closing topics on the masters and management? One thing I was gonna ask you though is, like, who do you think should be who should really be involved with learning about that stuff? A lot of times we hear a lot of these stories about the artists not knowing what deals they signed, and you brought up some great points with TLC and Prince.
When it comes down to like management and stuff like that, I feel like everyone should know a little about the business and what they're signing, or like even what they're getting into, because like you never want to go into a situation where you're just blind. And you just don't know. It's like, oh, here's a check and here's a contract to sign your life away. So it's like you should always do some type of research. Like, just don't be going to a label just because this label's hopping right now. Is this label a right fit for you? Is this label going to take care of you? Is this label going to treat you like part of the family? Or this label just using you for money? Those are the things that you need to look into when it comes to like looking for to be signed by a label. As far as like management and stuff like that, you really don't need a manager unless you like popping, because you can do everything on your own. And it's best to get everything on until everything gets so big where you need to bring in extra help. But don't be hiring your best friend or baby mama cousin that don't know nothing, and then just over here being swindled by the higher ups, and they're like, yo, take this deal, give the son his paper. That's it.
Yeah.
So that's
kind of about day pocket.
Yeah, people do that too. People do it.
Look at Cardi's ex-manager. I forgot his name. Like some shiesty nigga or some shit. Like stole her bread and then sued her to get more for her to get out of the deal.
Yeah, because his name's on the credits.
That's what I'm saying. That's crazy. Like I met her manager before him, and even for him to get her under him, he did some shady shit with her manager before him. Her name is Ashley, Ash Cash.
Yeah.
Ash Cash legit. Like, she was her manager, and then the dude came in, like, got in Cardi ear, told her some shit, and, like, went behind her back and stole her way. And she kept it a buck and was like, yo, honestly, I'm never going to stand in front of your Sean. If you feel like he could get you further, do your thing.
Exactly.
So you feel me? But still, the way he went about it, though, was, like, some snake shit. And I'm like,
yeah, yo. You got to realize, like, Cardi B got, like, four managers. And, like, they all tell her to do something.
And they all like, getting PC.
Hey, man, exactly. like we said earlier, man, it's part of the music industry, though, man. It's going to be some shady stuff. But
if you're an artist, pick up a book or something, read a paragraph that says something about the industry. Because, like, a lot of artists, especially a lot of young artists.
This is all you need to get. I got the book right here, actually. That's crazy. This book right here.
What's the name?
Yeah.
All you need to know about the music business.
Hilarious.
Just this book. It's a really short read. Just read that book. But to wrap it up, because Instagram is about to cut us off, Charles, let them know where they could find you at, where they could get probably get reach out to you.
Charlie_Republic. That's like all across all platforms, mainly Instagram. And yeah, that's my handle.
Dope, dope, man. Once again, thank you so much for coming on the show. We really appreciate it. It was a great episode.
Nah, thanks for having me. Like, yo, invite me back. We can talk some more.
Absolutely. We got a lot more to talk about. You're always welcome to the Quality Time family, man. And everybody that's tuned in, we appreciate each and every single one of y'all. Every Monday, 9 p.m., tune in. We're going to have something for somebody. Quality Time Rewards will be.
You already know. Get your Cash Apps ready.
Yes, we will be hitting y'all up. But before Instagram cuts us out, it's DJ Deem. I'm out of here.
It's your boy Lord at LDOTT on IG. You know what it is. Signing off.
And I'm Charlie Republic. Thanks for having me, y'all.
Yes, sir.
No doubt. Peace.
Peace. Later.